line. Here are the swinging udders with exactly that.
We'll be right back.
be sure to stick around, for we have Cheek and Tongues with Barno and DJ Kratoven coming up next. And it sure will be a good one.
Well, he thought we had met before. Well, perhaps we had. We have so very much in common. So alike. He loves 100% pure beef. So do I. He likes bacon and processed cheese. I do too. He likes tomato and lettuce. And we both adore sesame buns. Well, we had matching team burgers together with root beer. Well, I think we're in love.
Follow the great root bear to A&W.
We'll be right back. and he can really swing. All the women flip when he's in town. Rockin' Billy never lets him down. Rockin' Billy on a Saturday night. Rockin' Billy gonna rock all night. Shakin' Billy with all your might. Well, shakin' rock and rollin' with a broad daylight. Rockin' Billy, rockin' Billy King. Rockin' Billy, he can really sing. One move and you can hear them scream. He's the answer to a teenage dream. Well, he can really swing. All the women think when he's in town. Rockin' Billy never lets him down. Well, Rockin' Billy, Rockabilly King. Rockin' Billy, he can really swing. All the women think when he's in town. Rockin' Billy never lets him down. Rockin' Billy, rock and roll them eyes. Swing it, Billy, you can hear them sighs. Shake it, Billy, make them tap their feet. Rock and roll it with a rockabilly beware. Rockin' Billy, rockabilly king. Rockin' Billy, you can really sing. One move and you can hear them scream. He's the answer to a teenage dream. A rockin' Billy. A rockin' Billy. A rockin' Billy.
Engineer 72 77 of my life. perrón se acabó, mano.
lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover, I'm glad all over. I want to shout hooray. I found a horseshoe, couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
Gone, gone, a long time gone. She's she done and said goodbye. My baby's gone, she done and said goodbye. I love that woman till the day I die. She's gone, gone, long time gone. She's gone, gone, long time gone. She's gone, gone, a long time gone. My baby's long time gone.
Settle down in my La Brea.
And about Smokey Joe, well, gather round me while I tell you about a boy you should know. Folks all call him Jerry the Junker down in Chinatown. He's deep, dumb, blind and lame, but still he keeps the gong around. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and torn shoes. How that boy can sing the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
Found him guilty and sentenced him to die. He faced the crowd, laughed out loud and spit in the judge's eye. They strapped him to the electric chair, 'twas time for him to die. 10,000 votes shot through him, but the boy didn't bat his eyes. Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes, torn shoes. How that boy can yodel the blues. Everything just seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
Tried a thousand times till they heard the warden cry. Hey, what's the use? Shut off that juice. My electric bill's too high. For days and days, thousand ways, they tried to bump him off. Till one cold day he passed away. He died from the whooping cough. Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Jerry the Junker.
Oh, Jerry the Junker.
Raggedy clothes and old torn shoes. How that boy can yodel the blues. How everything seems to ooze from Jerry the Junker.
From Jerry the Junker.
In the rags, in the bones, in the bottles today.
See you later, alligator.
I must warn you that if you insist on interfering with the customs and traditions of these people, it'll be very dangerous, not only for you, but for others.
Professor. One, two, three, four!
Don't try to figure out where I come from. But I can do the zombie stomp. Do you hear?
Zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Zombie
stomp.
Off I'm doing the
zombie stomp.
Do you hear?
Zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie stomp.
Off I'm doing the
zombie stomp.
Oh
zombie
yeah.
Stomp.
Off I'm doing the
zombie stomp.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
Off I'm doing the
zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
Hey hey hey.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
Oh oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
Oh yeah.
Zombie stomp.
I can do the
zombie stomp. Stomp.
There's a man from the funny papers we all know. He lived way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Ali-oo. He's got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can give you an apple sandwich before you count to a four. He's got a big ugly club and a head full of hounds. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go!
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off the trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a rare go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle drive. Just
look at that caveman go.
There he goes on his toes.
He's so wonderful.
He's simply magic.
He's so very aggressive.
He's lovely. He's a very sincere person too.
I know that too, Vivian. I met him at the high school hut last night.
Baby, you can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt. What's your hurry? Please don't need to run. You can let her wait, my darling. It's been so long since I've had you here. Please come again, darling. It would be like before. Don't be shy, you've been here before. Pull your shoes off, lie down, and I will lock the door.
Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
Thank you.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolk do is play. Look at Uncle John down there. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and reception. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he sees is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits. Thank you.
Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, Mr. Victor's daughter.
Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
May I do something for you, sir?
I'll repeat the offer while I think of something.
I beg your pardon?
That's not the way I heard it first.
Did you want to see...
Mr. George Victor.
May I have your name?
Well, let's trade. Mine's Diamond, Richard Diamond.
Oh, of course. Mr. Victor's expecting you.
Well, it's too much to hope that you were...
He's waiting for you, Mr. Diamond.
Thanks. Any door?
Huh? Oh, straight ahead. Go right in.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mr. Victor?
Yes. Oh, you're Diamond.
Uh-huh.
Come in and sit down.
Thank you.
You said you'd come immediately, and that was over an hour ago when I phoned you.
Well, I didn't want to come to my bare feet. What? I was washing out a pair of socks.
You're sure you're Richard Diamond?
Reasonably sure, yes. My credentials.
All right. You were recommended to me by Lieutenant Levinson of the police department. I want to hire you.
My fee is $100 a day in expenses. Unless we settle that first, I couldn't solve a case if it was tagged 100 proof.
Here are two checks. One for 100, the other for 5.
Oh.
You get the 100 if you take the job and the other one if you do the job satisfactorily.
Oh, tell me all about it.
You may have heard that I bought the controlling interest in one of the biggest newspapers in the city.
That I heard.
All right. I'm going to expose the numbers racket.
That's been tried before.
I know, but this time it's different. I have all the evidence I need to expose one of the biggest operators. Aaron Ziegler.
You do pick him big.
You know him?
We did some spitting at each other when I was on the force.
Then you know what he is.
Yeah. But you said you had all the evidence. Where do I come in?
Ziegler's my affair. Yours will be my daughter. Here's her picture.
Well, you can have Ziegler. I'm happy with this arrangement.
This is no joke, Mr. Diamond. My daughter works for Ziegler.
Oh? You got $1 million for every Mongolian in Asia and your daughter works? Hobby, perhaps?
She became infatuated with a man named Doug Saxon.
And went to work to support
him. Will you listen to me?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Victor.
Saxon has some connection with Ziegler. I objected to her seeing Saxon, and there was an argument.
And being 21, she walked out.
Yes. Hmm. Ziegler gave her a job singing in the Nocturne Club.
I know the place.
Now, what I want you to do is...
I think I know, Mr. Victor. You got evidence on Ziegler. That makes him an unhappy boy, and being unhappy, he wants to smile again. So he sets glamour lad Saxon loose. Your daughter falls for him, and the frame's begun, right?
Ziegler told me he was going to stop me from printing the expose of his racket. I know he'll use my daughter, Kathy.
What does she have to say about it?
She won't see me.
And you've got no idea what the frame will be.
No, that's your job. Find my daughter, stay with her until the paper goes to press.
And when will that be?
10 tonight.
All right, Mr. Victor, you've hired yourself a boy. I'll pick up that $500 check after I pick up the late edition. Good day, sir.
Yes?
If you will excuse the expression, the retainer, $100.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd bow from the waist, but my empty money belt might choke me. I'll keep in touch. A couple of phone calls to old acquaintances who still kept in touch with the shady side of our city, and I had Saxon's address. A half hour after I left George Victor, I was punching the buzzer to Saxon's apartment.
Good afternoon, Mr. Saxton.
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm Mother Hubbard, and I've come to look at your cupboard. Ask me in.
What's the idea? Who?
This won't take long, Mr. Saxton.
Listen, you.
I was just going to ask you to listen. But since you ask first, go ahead and give me something to listen to.
I... Did Ziegler send you?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. It's a nice place here. All the scenery. Phonograph, big overstuffed chair.
I'm glad you like it, but don't make yourself comfortable.
What's in the other room?
Look here, I don't know who you are or what you want, but...
Maybe Ziegler did send me.
Did he?
No.
You a cop? Used to be. Always enjoyed my work. And I never enjoyed it more than when I was up against a character like you.
Get out of here. Oh, now somehow getting tough doesn't look well on you. You're not the type, Saxon. From a quick but thorough study, I'd say you were more used to soft lights, sweet music, and setting up pigeons to be knocked over by your boss.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kathy Victor.
Know her?
What if I do?
You know her.
And, Saxon, keep away from her.
Oh, now you're scaring me, sure.
Hey, what do you want from me? Why are you doing this?
I'm hired to do it. The name's Diamond, Richard Diamond, occupation private detective.
Private detective?
Yeah. You're going to make a phone call now.
I won't.
You're calling Ziegler to tell him you quit.
I can't do that.
Unless you want this floor lamp on your head.
Diamond, please, please don't.
Now, that's better. Now, go ahead.
What'll I tell him?
Yeah, your health is bad. You're going to take a boat trip.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Now, then you think of something, but think.
But I... Hello, this is Saxon. I'd like to talk to Aaron. Oh. Well, I'll call back.
It's important.
Oh, it's important. I've got to talk to him. All right.
Get him.
They're putting me through and... Hello. Hello, Aaron. Listen, I can't go through with the deal. Something came up.
I mentioned my name.
A man named Diamond. Richard... Yeah, that's right. I don't know, Aaron, but please, don't blame me. I did... Hello? Hello, Aaron?